Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Barry Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good Monday to each and every one of you, wherever you might be out there in Stand in the Gap territory. Along with David Kistler, I'm Gary Dahl, and I'm happy to be back on the radio from vacation. David Kistler, technically I'm still on vacation, but I'm doing a workcation. Does that make any sense to you, my friend?
Yeah, Gary, it does. I do that every time I am on vacation myself. It seems like, yeah, I end up doing work, and so it's a combination. But, hey, brother, listen, it is a delight to have you back aboard. We missed you last week.
Well, I missed being here. And, of course, our brother Sam is over in Ukraine doing some work over there for the American Pastors Network, and it's quite exciting to see what doors of opportunity God is opening for us over there. And hopefully, ladies and gentlemen, later on this week, we will be able to have an update from Brother Sam. He was going to call in today, but unable to do so for various reasons. I think they're going to an Independence Day celebration, David.
That's the information that was communicated to me via Sam earlier today. So I know that's going to be an exciting, exciting time for him. And again, friends, we do want you to stay tuned. We've got a lot to share with you when Sam gets back. It's going to be outstanding. And Gary, I'm excited beyond belief to hear of the additional opportunities God's opening there in that country.
And friends, in the event that you don't know it, you know, last year we were invited to go over there. That is APN, the American Pastors Network. And really what Ukraine wanted was to get our input on establishing a constitution on biblical basis. And they would like to become a nation like the United States of America was in the past. And even as Sam has been over there this time, some doors of opportunity have opened. And so it's exciting to see what the Lord has for us. And we would ask you to continue to pray for that. And of course, as time goes on, why, we'll keep you updated on that. Also, today, Dave, you know, the economy and the financial status of the world seems to be up in the air, doesn't it?
Well, Gary, it does. And, of course, the stock market opened today with about an 1,100-point drop. In fact, I was watching it at the time. And, Gary, there was all kinds of emotions surging through me, and my mind was racing back to when we had that that precipitous drop a number of years ago that literally set the economic world on its head, so to speak. And I know others that are more involved in the Wall Street market were more frightened about it than I was, by sure. But it's come back about 800 points and is only down now at, as we heard right before you went into the program here today, down about 273 points. The concern, though, Gary, is at the end of the day. There tends to be sell-offs at the beginning of the day and then possibly again at the end of the day. So I'll be curious to see what happens toward the end of the day. But, you know, some people are saying it's an adjustment. Some people saying it's a reaction to what's going on in China. Some are saying it's a combination of both. But, Gary, I'll tell you this, and we'll have to talk about it at a later time, but I do believe there are some biblical reasons for what is happening on Wall Street and in the global economy as a whole.
No doubt about it. And, of course, you know, every time I see the Wall Street fluctuating up and down like it is, I am reminded how important it is not to trust in man, but to trust in God. And, you know, several years ago when the market fell so much, why, a lot of Christians lost a lot of money and a lot of ministries lost a lot of money, as you know. And so, you know, it's important, ladies and gentlemen, that we don't depend upon Wall Street, but rather on the Lord and invest our money wisely accordingly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a lot to talk about today. In our local paper, I'm in Altoona, Pennsylvania, as most of you know. In our local paper this morning, there was an article. It was an op-ed article written by a fellow by the name of Mike Sanders. And I thought that I would like to read this particular article to you today. And maybe we can discuss it a little bit as time goes on, because it ties in to where we are in America today. The article is entitled, America, Sleeping Giant, Must Be Awakened. And it says, America is falling faster than a 100-pound weight dropped from the top of the Empire State Building. Our politicians in Washington for the past 6.5 years have done nothing but destroy and downgrade this country. And of course, he puts in parentheses as examples, healthcare, debt, foreign policy, military, and our economy are just a few examples, he says. He goes on to say, we are the American people, aren't we? We are American, Republican, Democrat, Independent alike, and we should be outraged at the way this country is being run. The American people must wake up and wake up now. We must demand that our politicians run the country with our best interests in mind, not the interest of some political party, lobbyist, or special interest group. It's up to us to have this great country and to see it grow. There has been too much blood, sweat, and tears shed by too many people throughout our history. This country has been and always will belong to, quote, we the people, and anyone who tries to change that is in for a fight. Our voices must be heard in Washington from every corner of this country. After the attack on Pearl Harbor, the Japanese government made a comment, quote, we may have just awakened a sleeping giant. That giant needs to wake up again. The American people need to band together in outrage as they did back on December 7, 1941. The country again is facing an enemy hell-bent on killing us and destroying our way of life. This administration is putting America at great risk now and in the future. There is nothing good about the Iran nuclear deal. We the people must unite to bring our country back to the respect and dignity it had so very long ago. And that, of course, was an op-ed page in the Altoona, Pennsylvania newspaper called the Altoona Mirror, written by Mike Sanders. And David, he's quite on track there, is he not?
Well, Gary, he absolutely is. And I heard someone say this yesterday or early this morning, and they're 100% correct. We're at a crossroads in America where we have a choice, and we will be either complicit in the choice that's made, or we will be actively engaged in the choice that's made. And that is this. Is government going to call the shots, or are the people going to call the shots? Is government going to dictate to the people, or are people going to dictate to their leaders? And what that writer of that op-ed piece was saying is it's time for the people to stand up and begin dictating to the leadership, to those that are serving us, that they're going to operate things according to the way the people want it done and in the people's best interest rather than in their own self-interest. So, yeah, Gary, he's hit the nail squarely on the head.
And I kind of think, Dave, that his attitude is the attitude of a lot of people across this nation, which is one of the reasons why Donald Trump seems to have such support.
Well, Gary, I was in Kentucky this past weekend, and everybody over there in Kentucky is just absolutely astounded at what Trump has done as far as his poll numbers and the fact that he has sustained, the high polling results is, even in spite of some things he said that would have absolutely dismantled anyone else's campaign. The reason everybody likes Trump is because he is seeming to stand up for the people. He is saying the things that everybody else is feeling, but don't have the platform to say it like Trump does. And so, I think he is the embodiment of the intense frustration that is being felt on the part of the American people, desiring to see government listen to the people rather than people having to succumb to the dictates of government.
And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that's something we need to focus on. This government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. We'll be talking more about that as time goes on. We need to take a break, but we will be back right after this with another segment of Stand in the Gap Today with David Kistler and Gary Dahl, Sam Rohr being away. Don't you go away, though. We'll be back right after these messages.
I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. If you're a parent or grandparent and want to help bring spiritual renewal to America, here's where you should start, with your children and grandchildren. Our children need a godly education, one that mirrors the Christian values embraced by our founders and taught in the home by many of you. BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, makes homeschooling fun and exciting. Exceeding all national standards, BJU Press textbooks are accurate, dependable, and well-researched. They're designed to promote excellence for everyone. every child and are adaptable to different learning styles and challenges. Carefully integrating a true biblical worldview throughout BJU Press textbooks set the standard for academic instruction. That's why I so strongly endorse BJU Press textbooks and encourage their use by homeschoolers and Christian schools alike. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. That's bjupresshomeschool.com.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with this new Common Core assignment? I'm supposed to read all about global warming and how we're polluting the air just by breathing. I held my breath 10 times today because I don't want to hurt those poor polar bears.
Oh, honey, don't you worry. There are 4 times as many polar bears now than when I was a kid. You can breathe safely because you're not polluting anything. That's just another government scheme cooked up to tax and control people.
But it's right here in my Common Core book, Grandma. I'll get a bad grade if I say that. What shall I do?
Get Common Core out of your state. If you would just make this your project, you could change the country.
Learn more about the federal Common Core and PA Core standards and call your representatives today and ask them to stop the national takeover of education. Go to knowpacommoncore.com or call Richard at 484-678-2236. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure, if you want.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
What about a bike ride? No, I want to fish.
Okay.
I've never been fishing.
Honey, we can do it all.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not.
Is it going to be long?
No, sweetie.
I bet it takes forever.
It's not that far.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already? No way! Come on, come on!
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today. And if you happen to be a new listener, we want to remind you that we are on the radio every day this same time, that is Monday through Friday, with this particular program called Stand in the Gap Today, a ministry of the American Pastors Network. And Sam Rohr, Dave Kistler, and myself, Gary Dahl, are the co-hosts. Sam is over in Ukraine right now doing work with and for the American Pastors Network. We will be having an update on him later on this week. No doubt, I think he'll be back with us in studio. But to those of you who are listening on new radio stations, as well as if you are on a station that we've been on ever since we went on the air back in April, but yet you are a new listener, we thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. And we encourage you to go to our Stand in the Gap radio website and learn more about this program. And that, of course, is www.standinthegapradio.com. That's www.standinthegapradio.com. And you can correspond with us there. You can learn about Dave, Sam, and myself, and about the other ministry, radio ministries that we have here at APN. And, of course, I would encourage you to do that. Well, Donald Trump continues to go, David, and it makes has everybody scratching their heads wondering why. No matter what he says, no matter what he does, it seems like he continues to have great support. And, to me, he's a phenomenon. I mean, it's just amazing to see how he continues to ride high in the polls.
Well, Gary, he does. And of course, this past Friday, he conducted a rally in Mobile, Alabama. And at the last minute, the rally had to be moved from a convention center to an athletic field, a college football field. And they anticipated 30,000 plus. And that's about, from all the reports I've read, that's what they got, 30,000 plus that were there. It was an incredibly, Gary, energetic crowd, a phenomenally energetic crowd. He came walking into the arena to the song Sweet Home Alabama playing in the background. The people were going nuts. And he delivered about a one-hour speech. And, Gary, to be honest with you, from everything I have heard, and I did not get to watch the speech live, I did watch some excerpts, but everyone that was there, everyone that has commented on the speech, that has watched it, and I've had people actually contact me that listened to it after the fact, said he just knocked the ball out of the park. And what was very, very interesting, Gary, only Trump could do this. To punctuate his arrival in Mobile, he had his pilot of his 757 aircraft make a couple of laps around the stadium, above the stadium, in the air. And, of course, to the delight of the audience, and then they landed and he went to the stadium to speak. So, he has a way of doing things that nobody can compete with.
And, that airplane he has, I think we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. That thing is lush. In other words, if he becomes president of the United States, he'll have to take a step down to fly in Air Force One.
Well, he will not take a step down security-wise, but he will take a step down as far as the plushness of the aircraft.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's, again, it adds to the to everything that is Donald Trump and to the enigma that he is, the way he does things. So, it's just interesting, Gary, very, very interesting.
Do we have a word from Donald Trump here this afternoon?
We very
fired.
Well may.
What'd you say, Donald?
You.
He will motivate
you. You're fired. You're the boss. You're fired.
It's just interesting in what he does. And, I've heard a lot of people say, well, he doesn't give us details. I mean, he paints a broad picture as to what he's going to do with the economy and what he's going to do with foreign relations and so forth and so on. He does not get down to details. But, Donald Trump certainly has been successful at what he does. And, Dave, I was just thinking about this the other day. And, of course, we were talking about it before we went on the air, that he is a visionary. And many times visionaries are individuals who do paint the broad picture, but then they bring individuals around them to put the details to that broad picture that they paint. And so, right now, I think that's what he's doing. He's painting that broad picture. And as he gets closer to the election, if indeed he still remains high in the standings, I think that probably he will explain some more of the details as to how he's going to make government work. But, we need visionaries and the people around those visionaries to flesh out the specific details if indeed this nation is going to turn back to the foundation upon which it was established. Maybe he could do that.
Well, you know, Gary, visionaries have to be big picture people. They have to be. And I could cite, you know, hundreds of examples of visionaries that were great leaders, but they drew around them great people to put into place and implement the specifics. Let me just give one example. Ronald Reagan was a big picture guy, and he was critiqued and criticized, maligned, called all kinds of things as he was running for president. You know, what can a B-movie actor do? Is he going to be qualified? And yet Reagan had big dreams, you know, the SDI, Star Wars Defense Initiative that he talked about was criticized. And now, to be honest with you, Gary, that has really been implemented and implemented well. And so he was a big picture guy when it came to the economic future of the country. He was a big picture guy, but he brought in people like Art Laffer and others to flesh out the details of it. And so to criticize Trump because he's not giving all the specifics, I think is a completely unjust criticism.
And, you know, to contrast Ronald Reagan, you had Jimmy Carter. And, of course, we need to continue to pray for Jimmy Carter because we all know that he's taking treatments for cancer. And certainly it's important that we pray for him. But, you know, the 4 years before Ronald Reagan came on the scene as our president, Jimmy Carter was in there, and he basically had a failed presidency because he micromanaged.
Well, Gary, he did. You know, you cannot be the president of the United States, the head of a corporation or a business as large as the kind of business Donald Trump is running, and not bring around you people that have to deal with the nuts and bolts and the nitty gritty of the day to day while you as the leader cast vision. So, yes, Jimmy Carter's presidency was a failed presidency for a lot of reasons. But one of the chief ones was the fact that he was primarily a micromanager. And so Trump is the exact opposite of that. And Gary, here's the thing. Trump has a global empire. He literally does. His business is a global business. So to demean him because he's not giving a lot of specifics right now, I think is completely unjustified. Now, he will have to fill in the gaps. He will have to mention the names of people that are going to be part of his team if people are going to really have confidence in him. But all of that is down the road. Right now, he is casting, and I think very wisely so, he's casting big picture vision.
Of course, it's a long way out, you know, and, history shows that many times individuals who are so high in the polls this far out, by the time that the actual general election comes along, why, you know, they're no longer there, as a matter of fact. So only God knows right now exactly what's going to be taking place. But we surely do need to pray that God would give us a president who would not only strengthen this country economically and in our domestic and foreign agendas and so forth, but also be used of the Lord to strengthen this nation spiritually speaking. But earlier you said that you were last week down in Kentucky, and a lot of the people in Kentucky are very much interested and encouraged in what Donald Trump is doing.
Well, Gary, they are, and the thing they appreciate is his straight shooting style and the fact that he speaks with incredible candor and just blatant honesty. And we've had so little of that for the last 7 going on 8 years that when somebody steps up to a microphone, speaks from their heart and doesn't read off of a teleprompter and just tells people how they feel, I think the common man greatly, greatly appreciates that. So I don't see anything, you know, in the near future at all that's going to lessen Donald Trump's influence in the GOP, the GOP race for the White House. I just see him continuing to go up unless he does something really, really crazy. The other thing, Gary, that is really, really intriguing to me, and it's starting to be a topic of conversation among the media types, and that is this. Donald Trump has humbled, some would say humiliated, the media because they all predicted that he would be well off the stage by now, that his campaign was a sideshow. It was a circus. And that he wouldn't last, you know, beyond several weeks. Well, he has certainly proved them wrong. And with each week he continues in the race, and not just continues, but continues to be at the top of the pack, he is, in a sense, humiliating the media. And they're having to come face to face with the fact that he is a force to be reckoned with. That in and of itself, Gary, to be honest with you, makes a lot of people very happy. And I'll be honest, I'm not promoting Donald Trump. I am not trying to campaign for him. That is not what I'm doing here. But I will say this. When the media is put in their place, it does put a smile on my face.
Well, it does, and many of them have recognized that he has put them in their place. You know, it is reported by Newsmax, by the way, Dave, that Trump has outlined the most comprehensive illegal immigration policy of those running for the presidency right now. So, you know, he is starting to come up with some details of what he would do if he's elected.
And Gary, he's got on board with him Senator Jeff Sessions, who is no lightweight.
Yeah,
so
now,
I agree.
He actually didn't come out and endorse him, I don't think, but he did show up at his rally with one of his hats on the other day.
He did indeed, and that's just a little bit under making an endorsement.
Pretty close it, isn't it? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. Some of you will listen to news. Some of you down the network will hear other things, but we will be back in about 3 minutes as we continue with Stand in the Gap Today. Along with David Kistler, I'm Gary Dell. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this.
In 1778, George Washington said in Valley Forge, "If having pleased the Almighty Ruler of the Universe to defend the cause of the United States, and finally to raise up a powerful friend among the princes of the earth, to establish our liberty and dependence upon a lasting foundation, it becomes us to set apart a day of gratefully acknowledging the divine goodness and celebrating the important event which we owe to his divine interposition."
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Pam Puso. Some momentum in the markets amid a sell-off that had the Dow down more than 1,000 points minutes after the opening bell. It's now off 176 points. The reason behind the market mess, a slowdown in China.
If you look at the companies that make up the Dow and the S&P and drive this index, they sell their products overseas in China. You see China devaluing its currency. That's an immediate price cut to the stuff that they're selling.
Fox Business Network's Melissa Francis also fueling jitters. The possibility of a spike in interest rates.
How is it that you can have a market that's on such a tear, but an economy that's growing at only 2%? I mean, the two just don't really add up unless you say it's a Fed-induced rally and effectively a sugar high that's been empowering us to see these levels in the stock market.
Trish Regan with Fox Business Network. This is a Fox News alert.
Stand in the Gap Weekend with Sam Rohr and Gary Dull of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network features a message from one of the nearly 3,000 church leaders that are members of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. The mission is to build a permanent network of pastors across the state that are dedicated to affirming the authority of Scripture and taking seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Every day, we're working to impact the nation's values by encouraging pastors to lead their churches in addressing today's toughest issues, including the deterioration of traditional marriage, pornography, sexual permissiveness, and abortion. You're invited to join us in the battle for truth.
Airing Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and streaming Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on our website, 1180wfyl.com.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap today. Along with David Kistler, I am Gary Dahl. Sam Rohr, our other co-host, is still over in Ukraine, but will be back with us, Lord willing, later on this week, and we're looking forward to an update from him. And to those of you who are new listeners to our program, we thank you for being there. We are on every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time on this same radio station, and we would encourage you to go to our Stand in the Gap radio website and learn more about this ministry. And that website address is www.standinthegapradio.com. That's www.standinthegapradio.com. And on this particular program, we have a fellow, Sam Rohr, who was in the Pennsylvania State Legislature for years. We've got David Kistler, who's been an evangelist for over 30 years. You've got yours truly, Gary Dahl, who's been in the pastorate for over 40 years. And you get the three of us together, Dave, you've got quite a mix there, don't you? I'm not sure where to take it from here, but you've got quite a mix.
Maybe a volatile mix. What do you think?
Yeah, we don't believe in the separation of church and state, do we?
No, we believe that the church, as our founders believed, is supposed to influence the state, and the state's supposed to stay out of the business of dictating to the church. But anyway, Gary, it is a wonderful opportunity to work with you and Sam and to discuss all of these issues that are facing us from a thoroughly biblical and constitutional perspective.
Amen. By the way, we want to ask each and every one of you also to pray for one of our engineers at our flagship station, which, of course, is WFYL in Philadelphia. His name is Mark, and he had a slight stroke over the weekend. He's only 44 years of age. He will recover from what we understand, but we would encourage you to continue to pray for our brother Mark. Now, we want to just change gears here a little bit. Dave, you sent this out this morning. You ran across it, and I saw a headline on this recently myself, but according to the Cato Institute's Human Freedom Index, the United States of America is no longer ranked very, very high in human freedom. As a matter of fact, according to the Cato Institute, we are now number 20 behind such countries as Chile and Malta and others. That, to me, is quite concerning. Some of the top jurisdictions in order to on the list of the Cato Institute is Hong Kong, Switzerland, Finland, Denmark, New Zealand, Canada, Australia, and so forth. And we are way down the line to number 20 in human freedom. That should bring great cause and concern to every American today.
Well, Gary, it should. And consider this, Gary. Last year we were ranked 17th. We have dropped three spots just since last year. So, the country that was founded for the benefit and for the purpose, the stated purpose of freedom, specifically religious liberty, is now 20th on the list of nations around the world. Gary, that is beyond troubling.
It is beyond trouble. And, you know, it goes back to what this fellow by the name of Mike Sanders from Altoona, Pennsylvania, stated in his op-ed page in the Altoona Mirror earlier today, that we, the people, need to wake up and we need to stand for, the Bill of Rights. We need to stand for our Constitution. We need to stand for the religious liberty upon which this nation was founded. And if we don't, we're just going to lose it more and more and more. And so my question to you, Dave, is simply this. What do we need to do today to get Americans to stand up for the rights and the liberties that we have in this nation? Because so many Americans have just fallen asleep. What is it going to take to waken people up again?
Well, Gary, it goes back to what we talked about at the very beginning of the program, and that is this. We're at a crossroads where government's going to dictate to the people, or people are going to dictate to, I'm going to use the phrase, their government. And by their government, really, we are the government. That's the way our founders envisioned
it.
But we're going to dictate to those that we have elected to represent us in Washington, D.C. We're going to dictate to them what to do. Gary, the answer really, I believe, is this. It goes back to what Ted Cruz has been saying for a long time, and that is this. The answer is the pulpits of America, whether it's the defunding of Planned Parenthood, whether it's getting the American people to awaken and see that we are quickly losing our liberties, that is now being illustrated by us dropping to 20th in this list of nations relative to freedom. The pulpit's going to have to speak up and address the issues. Gary, it is beyond worrisome and shows that America is no longer the leading bastion of liberty in the world if we have dropped to 20th. When you look at all the things that have taken place in America in the last 7 years, they've been going on for a long time, but they have ratcheted up in the last 7 years. The regulatory state that we now live in, the drop in economic freedom, all of the erosion of property rights, the greater use of eminent domain, all of these things, Gary, are government intrusions into our individual lives. And Gary, honestly, our founders, if they could see what's going on, they would be riding like Paul Revere through the streets, shouting to the American people, wake up, wake up. Not the British are coming, but your own government's coming to rob you of your liberties.
You know, along with this idea that we are ranked 20th in human freedom right now, a couple of years ago, I read a book. It was a book that was written by the director of Back to the Bible Ministries. His name just slips my mind right now. I had it in the tip of my tongue. Help me here. You know who I'm talking about.
I do, Gary, but I can't think of his name either. We're having senior moments.
Hey, I just turned 63 on Saturday, so that's my problem. But anyway, he wrote a book about ministry. And he indicated in that book that for many, many years, the United States – Woodrow Kroll was the fellow.
Yes.
For many, many years, the United States of America was number one in sending missionaries out to the foreign fields. And in that particular book, he indicated that we are now down – or were then down to number 16. Now, I do not know where we are today in sending missionaries out to other nations of the world. Whether we are still 16 or higher or lower, I do not know. But you've often heard me say, Dave, that I believe that there are two reasons why God has established this nation. One is to protect the nation of Israel, and the second is to send the gospel worldwide. If we are slipping in our freedoms, if we are slipping in sending out missionaries to other foreign countries, and if we are slipping in our support to the nation of Israel, we really are getting pretty close to God's judgment.
Well, Gary, I couldn't agree more. And I just heard recently a statistic, and it goes to the heart of what you're saying, of the, I don't know how many million people there are that profess to be part of the Southern Baptist Convention, which is one of the most conservative denominations within the United States of America. Gary, I do know this figure is accurate, and that is this. There are about 5,000, maybe just a tad under 5,000 missionaries that the convention sends out. And I want you to think about that. 5,000 missionaries. I would have assumed, based on the size of the Southern Baptist Convention, based on the membership of those that profess to be Southern Baptists or members of Southern Baptist churches, that the number of missionaries would be approaching 100,000. But it is less than or right at 5,000. What does that say, Gary? It says that America is failing in the reason for which God raised us up. And I agree with you. We were raised up to spread the gospel around the globe. In fact, those that came to this country believed that. They said that they were coming here for the propagation of the Christian faith. I believe also we were raised up by God to defend Israel. If we fail in those two responsibilities, then Gary, really in one sense from God's perspective, what use is the United States any longer?
Well, you know, Brother Dave, so many times we've talked about it on this program, and I know as a traveling evangelist, you've been asked this question. As a pastor, I've been asked this question, and that is the United States of America mentioned in Bible prophecy? And, you know, it's very, very difficult to find where this country is mentioned in Bible prophecy. And so we need to ask the question, does that mean that we will be insignificant, you know, at the time of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Or does it mean that we will even be out of existence as a nation? But the way that we are going, either one of those scenarios could be the case.
Well, Gary, they could, and there's a dramatic difference of opinion. And Gary, you know, in the last number of years, I've come to some conclusions relative to where America might be referenced in Bible prophecy. But even if that passage I'm referring to, which I won't go into right now, even if that is a reference to us, it is not in a good situation. It's not a positive reference. In fact, it's a reference made to us where a very clear, very well delineated depletion, ultimately destruction of us takes place at the hands of God Himself. So it's not good, Gary. It's not good. So this is wake up time for not only America. It's certainly wake up time for the Christians in America.
And it goes back to the preachers in the pulpit and men. Those of you who have been called into the ministry, make certain that your pulpit is on fire with the gospel, with the Word of God, and that you preach the Word of God without compromise. Only that will make the difference in the lives of people across this nation. Well, we are going to take a break, but we will be back with more on Stand in the Gap Today from the American Pastors Network. Don't go away.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
Blessed is a man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask of God, who gives generously to all. This is Roy Russell, president of the Life Financial Group, online at thelifegroup.org. For nearly 40 years, we have worked with believers and especially widows across the nation. We all need wisdom as it relates to our finances, taxes, and estate planning, but no one more than the widow who must manage on her own. We are financial advisors committed to a biblical worldview. We assist with your income taxes and give advice to help keep your taxes low. We also carefully invest your money to provide a comfortable retirement income, and we work closely with Christian attorneys to draft a believer's will and powers of attorney. Please call me with your questions or to discuss your needs and desires at 800-688-5800. That's 1-800-688-5800, or online at thelifegroup.org. That's thelifegroup.org.
Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again. But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
Who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Young Winston struggled in school. He failed the entrance exam twice before entering Britain's military academy. His early success in politics gave way to midlife failure. And in the mind of the public, his career was ended. Of course, we all know Winston Churchill went on to become England's Prime Minister during World War II. But did you know that, after the war, voters tossed him out of office, despite his wartime leadership and popularity? This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Churchill's career reminds us that early failure cannot predict future success. Neither can present success guarantee the future. The best thing, the only thing, is to do your best, be your best in each moment in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want
to
take a left.
You're not going to.
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy Avenue
broke up,
and go past
and
the first three lights and then take
it.
The next left.
I don't really
Then drive
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks and you should be
the
there.
Ride to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right. I'll see you later tonight.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of David Kistler, I'm Gary Dahl. Sam Rohr, our other co-host, is in Ukraine. The Lord willing, he will be back with us later on this week. We do want to encourage you to go to our Stand in the Gap Radio website, which is www.standinthegapradio.com, and there you can correspond with us, and we would be delighted to hear from you, as well as at that particular website, you can learn more about this ministry. That's www.standinthegapradio.com. You know, David, we were talking about how it's important that we in the United States of America, as individuals in this nation, do what we can to take our nation back, because the United States of America is built upon a government where this nation is of the people, by the people, for the people. In reality, we are the government. And so we need to stand up, we need to speak out, we need to act. But, you know, in an interesting illustration of that, though it doesn't relate directly to the United States of America, on Friday, three Americans stood up and acted as they stopped an Islamic terror attack on a high-speed train over in France. Alec Scarlatos, Spencer Stone, and Anthony Sadler tackled the gunman and beat him unconscious, and all three were awarded France's highest award. Of course, it was an award that was brought into fruition way back in 1802 by Napoleon Bonaparte. And it's just very, very interesting that once again we see the three Americans came to the rescue of people in France. But these three individuals are three individuals who deserve a lot of praise. We need to see that more in America today, whether it's here on our soil or on the soil of other nations on the face of the earth.
Well, you know, Gary, one of the things that has been amazing to me is to listen to these three young men as they've been interviewed. Anthony Sadler, who is the only one of the three that was not an active duty military man. He's the son of a pastor out in Sacramento, California. His daddy is the pastor of Shiloh Baptist Church. And Anthony said it this way. He said, you know, I didn't even think about what was going on. He said, we just all three of us responded. We didn't think it through. We didn't really converse. We just said, go. And all of us jumped into action. And, you know, Gary, that has typically been the response of the American people when they see an injustice, when they see something taking place that is morally wrong. And this gentleman walking on to the to that fast train, that high speed train with a Kalashnikov rifle and starting to fire it at people. Obviously, that is a moral issue that is wrong and that needs to be dealt with. And these guys jumped up while everybody else sat around and basically wondered what to do, waited for someone else to respond. These guys responded. That has been typically the American response. And Gary, that ought to be every American's default position when it comes to standing up for our nation. We ought to respond automatically, innately. We ought to respond to stand up and stop the destruction of our country, whether it be from a foreign entity or at the hands of those sometimes tragically, Gary, that we've elected to represent us.
Well, that's right. And you know, and of course, as you alluded to there, that is historically what has taken place here in the United States of America. And, you know, so often I've talked to people who will say, well, you know, I'm afraid to stand up and do something. I'm afraid to speak out. I'm afraid to take the bull by the horns, as it were. And, you know, in one of the discussions that I heard with these three men, Alec Skarlatos and Spencer Stone and Anthony Sadler, one of them, or at least in the conversation, it was stated that courage is not the absence of fear, but it's doing what is right. And, you know, that's what we need in America today. So many people say, I'm afraid to do something. I'm afraid to do this. I'm afraid to do that. Well, you know, we need courageous people, men and women of valor. It's men and women of valor who made this nation what it is today. And we need men and women of valor who are going to be courageous enough to stand up and do something, even though there may be some fear connected with it. But we need men and women of courage and valor today. And it starts at the pulpits. It continues in the pews and goes on out in society. That's what's needed in America today.
Well, Gary, it is. And we would be foolish, Gary, if we tried to communicate to people that there is not risk involved in standing up and speaking for truth and defending righteousness. You know, Spencer Stone, this one young military man that actually was the first one to get to that gunman, when Spencer tried to wrestle the gun away from him, pulled out a box cutter and literally slashed Spencer on his arm several times, stabbed him. And of course, he has been since released from the hospital. He's going to be fine. But, you know, Gary, he took a real chance. But the fact of the matter is this: it wasn't about him. It wasn't about his security. It wasn't about his safety. It wasn't about any of those things. An incredible injustice, an incredible morally wrong thing was about to take place. And he just jumped into action and hazarded himself, his body, his physical well-being to do the right thing. And again, Gary, that has been typically the American response. So, Gary, when I heard this story, when I began to delve into it and read about it, it just literally caused me to stand up and say, thank God for America. Thank God for young men like this who are willing to stand up and be basically the epitome of what Americans have been down through our history. May God help us in the days ahead to be this way, to live this way, and may God help the preachers of America to stand with the same kind of courage as has been exhibited by these three incredibly courageous young men.
And you know, Dave, God himself gives us that challenge. Back in the book of Joshua, when Joshua took over the responsibility after Moses had died to lead the children of Israel into the promised land, you know, God said to him, you know, be of good courage. He said, I will never leave thee. I will never forsake thee. And that's what we need today in the United States of America, men and women who will be of good courage and who will stand up for right no matter what. Because if we don't stand for right, Dave, then more damage is going to be done to us and to our posterity and whatever, you know, or those who follow us. And whatever the case may be, if we don't do what's right now, the next generation is going to have to pay the price for that as well.
Well, Gary, they will. And what I keep reminding myself is this: I stand on the shoulders of prior generations of men, Christian men, and just men in general, who fought, bled, died for us to have the liberty and freedom that we have in America. There are Christians who have fought, bled, and died for us to have the religious liberty that we have in America. How can you, Gary, how can I, how can any in this modern generation, this current generation, do less than be shoulders upon which the next generation can stand and us pass off to them what has been handed to us, and that is the baton of liberty?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here at the Stand in the Gap radio program, which of course is a ministry of the American Pastors Network, we do challenge every one of us to stand in the gap for truth, to be men and women of courage, and to make sure that we stand for biblical principles and constitutional principles that have made this nation great. We want to thank you for being with us today. The Lord willing, we will be back in about 23 hours. Until then, on behalf of David Kistler and Sam Rohr, I'm Gary Dahl, saying stand in the gap for faith and freedom. Keep looking up, for the best is yet to come. No doubt about it.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap today.
A wise and frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. This is the sum of good government. Taken from Thomas Jefferson's first inaugural address, March 4th, 1801.